Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Kelly Price, and after her song Dance Party, I'm looking forward to speaking with her in an interview. This is Real Gospel.
Yeah!
Faithful Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. When I say I'm honored, I always open up by saying I'm honored. But I have been following the career of Kelly Price ever since the days of More Money, More Problems. So if somebody can beat me on that, yeah, I want to hear that. I want to hear that right now. Welcome to the show, Kelly Price.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. Thank you, Exxon. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I don't know how many people in the body of Christ is going to catch that one. They'll have to Google that.
Well, you know what? We're not going to put them out there, but they probably won't have to Google it.
You're right about that, right? Because here I am. If I know about it, then y'all know about it too, some of y'all. So, yeah. But it's an honor to have you on the program. And you know, right out of the gate, I want to talk about your new music, but there are three pressing crushed questions that I have to ask you first and foremost. Actually, there'll be four. First, I want to ask you, how are you doing?
You know, I am doing okay. It is one day at a time for me. I appreciate you asking. I have been moving. And I think maybe particularly after release weekend, I had a couple of days where I was still, and the impact of it all really just kind of came rushing in. But I am practicing what I preach. I am using the word, using this amazing outlet of the music, and standing strong in my faith and using those as the catalyst to thrive and kind of plunge myself, not just to heal, but from healing to wholeness. Last year was really, really rough for everybody, and it kind of blindsided me. Yeah. in more than one way. But I have to honestly say that on a day-to-day basis, my strength is renewed. I'm leaning in now more than ever to my faith, to God for strength, for continued healing and understanding and peace. And really, because I have to do it, it's growing me in other ways. So, you know, he's taking the thing that didn't feel so good and using it as something to build me and to edify me and to move me into what this next chapter of my life is going to look like. And so I'm really, really grateful for that. I can hear, you know, my grandfather in the mile, and it means like saying, talk, preach, do what you were sent here to do. Now's the time to take the baton and run. And so I really, really do feel that in my spirit. And that's the thing that's kind of helping me move along, knowing that I have this great, rich spiritual heritage, and I have the opportunity to walk in it and to continue work that they started, and let God be glorified at the same time.
Amen. Amen. For those who are still trying to figure out whom I'm speaking with and you just can't get it, Kelly Price is a, I don't even know where to begin with your accolades, actress, songwriter, just a child of God. I've just been intrigued by your career since I was in secular music. I want to let you know that one of the first songs that I played by you when I answered my call into ministry was Healing for My Soul. I still play it whenever I can. I just absolutely love that song. I just thought, I know it's been a couple of years, but I thought I'd bring that up to let you know that your music is greatly appreciated and all that you do is greatly appreciated. And I was also a preliminary judge for Sunday Best the previous season.
Awesome.
So
yes.
you were one of the main judges. I got an opportunity to see you work. And I was glad to see some of the talent, some of the great talent that came out of Sunday Best come before you all, you and Erica Campbell and what's his name?
John Mack.
John, that's right. And you all did a great job.
Thank you. You know what? I feel like it's a privilege to be able to pour into the next generation of minstrels and psalmists, ministers of music. To see the glow in their eye and the hunger that they have. In all our getting, we should get understanding. It's easy enough to be able to do something like sing when God has really given you that gift. But when you're talking about moving into another realm, into another platform, taking a broader stage, it's very important to understand what that looks like, to understand the rules of the business, what the expectations are of you when you have a company that's coming and investing in your career. And so that's the part of it that I enjoy being able to give to them. Growing up in the church, I so understand the necessity of ministry and doing all of that. But being someone who has been a part of the mainstream music and entertainment industry since I was 18 years old, I also understand the business side of it as well. And you have to be able to marry the two of them to do it successfully, and not to look up in a few years and go, God, what happened? I don't know what happened. So I love being a part of the education process with also understanding the ministry side of it as well. And when you talk about Kirk Franklin, Erica Campbell, Jonathan McReynolds, any number of the guest artists that have come through the stage throughout the year, whether it's Shirley Caesar or Tasha Cobbs-Leonard or anyone like that, these are people who have found a way to use the gifts that God has given them while learning the business, educating themselves, marrying the two, and walking effectively in that realm. And so I'm all for education. And I love being a part of the process of help building up the next generation of music ministers, honestly, that will not just take the church by storm, but literally the world.
Amen. Amen. And my other pressing question, and I promise you we're going to talk about your new music in just a second. A couple of things I wanted to ask you first. And so so I'm sitting there and I'm watching TV and I'm flipping and I see this show called Soul Train. And I love the show, and then I look up and I see there's Kelly Price. So are you going to return to the show? What's going on with the TV show Soul Train?
Gosh, well, I am still acting. The show itself will not be coming back.
Oh, man.
And so I know the whole cast, we were all really disappointed to find out that American Soul is not coming back. But I will say that for the two seasons that we were on the BET network, it was such an honor to be a part of the telling of Don Cornelius's life story. You know, the crazy thing about it is that being on that set and working with a lot of young people, because they were the Soul Train dancers, they were the two young people that played my children on the show. I was one of the oldest people on the set.
Wow.
And I literally remember growing up on Soul Train. A lot of the kids who played the Soul Train dancers had never seen a first run or early episode of Soul Train when Don Cornelius was still hosting it, or even some of them before the show was completely canceled after having subsequent hosts. And so they had to do their research by like finding old YouTube clips. And I had an opportunity to share with the younger people on the set that back when I was coming up, famous people, there was so much mystery to them because we didn't have social media. It wasn't all of that. We had the 6 o'clock news and the National Enquirer, and you definitely didn't want to be on the cover of the National
you
Enquirer.
Sure didn't.
That was
Eddie
the
Murphy
only
half
about people's personal lives. And so it was an education process for someone who I really respected, because he actually had a hand in my early solo career, having his platform be the first time anybody got a chance to see what I looked like. We had a number one song at radio, and no one knew what I looked like because I didn't have a video, and there was no artwork other than my logo to go along with the single. And when Don Cornelius heard the song, saw my photo, he was like, "She's amazing. She's going to be huge. I need her on my platform." The first time anybody got a chance to see me was on a Soul Train stage. The first award I ever won was a Soul Train award for Best New Artist. And so to be called into audition and then subsequently called back to be a part of this amazing story, it was such a surreal moment for me. And to learn the things that I learned about his life, to have stories told to us by his son. His first wife, Miss Dolores, was a part of the storytelling process so that we would get details accurate in the retelling of his story. He did a big thing. A lot of what we see today in entrepreneurialism and people understanding the necessity to own your intellectual property, a lot of that came out of the birthing of Soul Train and Don Cornelius's insistence to own what he created and to not allow someone to come in and snatch it from him. And he fought very, very hard to make sure that what he created stayed in his name and he owned it. And so we are walking out just, you know, a generation down of that model. But it started with that model. And we're now walking in it generations later. And so kudos to Don Cornelius for stepping out, not just on faith, but being willing to take those beatings. The first person that goes through the forest, they catch all the flies, they catch all the trees, the branches, they get scratched up because they're making the trail. They're clearing a way for us to come behind them. We get to walk through a much clearer path because of people like him who went before us. And so it was amazing to tell that story. It really was.
Amen. And it was told indeed. If we didn't get any other message out of that, we got the message that Don Cornelius, that he Soul Train was his.
Yes.
We didn't get nothing else. We got that.
So, yes.
So I have to ask you, though, I'm loving the song Dance Party from Grace. And so if you elaborate on the new EP and talk about how it's connected to and how you wanted to make sure that it the title of the project is in memory of your younger sister who passed away in 2014. Yes. I'm so sorry.
Yes, I lost my baby sister on Easter Sunday in 2014. Her name was Sakina Grace, and we called her Grace. And so I knew that I wanted to do something that would honor her life following her death. And, you know, it took all of these years. It was a rough time. I had released music that year and had to promote it and really was just kind of moving around. It was an out-of-body experience. I was kind of on autopilot. Coming back around to do this project, I knew I wanted to name it Grace. I got the opportunity to honor my sister, but then also to talk about something very near and dear to God's heart concerning his people. We're saved by faith through grace. The biggest act of grace was God giving us his son to die for our sins so that we don't have to perish but have everlasting life. And so when I think about grace, when I think about the times, when I think about where we are now, when I think about culture, when I think about this generation, and I watch, you know, there's so much impatience. There's so much, the phrase cancel culture makes me itch. And we hear it every day, all the time about people. Every time you look up, somebody saying cancel this one, somebody saying cancel that one. And it bothers my spirit because you see people saying it, repeating it, carrying it, posting it, reposting it. But the very nature of who God is and the very nature of him sending his son to die for us is not cancel culture, it's grace. Cancel culture is the polar opposite of grace. And so I think we have to be careful as believers, as Christians, as humans, period, because we have to stop being so quick to jump on board with things that culture is pushing. If cancel culture is culture, then counterculture is grace. And I push grace because we all need it. Every day that we jump, every day that we wake up, every day that we draw a breath, whether we hear the alarm clock or not, because God woke us up, that's another day of grace. That's another day of brand new mercy. And so I would challenge people now and forevermore until you take your last breath to remember that everybody's going to need grace. And it's too often that people don't understand how important grace is until they need it for themselves. So we should practice it intentionally. The acronym that Holy Spirit gave me in my study of grace is that it is a gift. It's responsibility, it's accountability, and it's that expectation, but given with compassion and empathy. And so when you think about it, there are things that a lot of us do. There are things that people do all the time. Yes, we should require people to be responsible. Yes, we should expect accountability out of people. We should expect it of ourselves. But the difference between maybe the cries of the general public demanding responsibility and accountability is that when you are a born-again believer, when you are walking in love, when you are walking out this walk that we've been commissioned to walk out as Christians, done in grace, it should come with compassion. It should come with empathy. That's the way Jesus came for us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What bigger act of empathy could there be than that? He didn't know any sin, but he took on our sins and he gave up his life as a result. That's the greatest act of empathy ever. And so I want people to walk away with a better understanding of what grace is and why we should intentionally walk it out. And then I want people to dance. That's the whole reason for dance party. I want to put some joy back in people's lives. I know by December of 2020, I was tired of crying. I was tired of hearing about people that I loved and grew up with dying. Every time I turned around, somebody else I knew was being diagnosed with COVID. And I was really, really just tired of crying. And so the dance party was my offering to the world to, if you made it through last year, if you made it to 2021, if you're still here, you're here for a purpose, and that you should be intentional about walking out every day in purpose, on purpose. Demand joy, require joy, choose joy. Joy will choose you back. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So if you're feeling weak, choose joy. You'll gain your strength. God's grace is sufficient. It's sufficient for us. and his strength is made perfect in our weakness. So if at the basis of gaining our strength after a tiring 2020, right at the foundation of that, the word tells us that God's grace and God's joy is how we can build our strength back up. So that's what I want the world to see. Grace.
Amen.
And joy.
Amen. You heard it there, people. That was Pastor Kelly Price, everybody. So I'm just saying. I'm joking. But we're out of time. I really appreciate you taking time out to speak with us. Where can the listeners find your music? We're going to find out more about you. How can they keep up with you, Kelly?
Absolutely. Okay, so my music is now, Grace is now available on every streaming service. If you like Spotify, it's there. If you like Pandora, it's there. If you like Apple Music, it's there. You can stream it at any time, as many times as you want to. You can stream it on my Vevo channel, on my YouTube channel. You can also purchase your own copy at Amazon or on iTunes, in the iStore, in the App Store, in the Apple Music Store. And then if you just want to follow me with my crazy, silly self, you can do that on Instagram. At MissKellyPrice.com. That's MS Kelly Price, with the verified check mark. I am not asking you for money for orphanages in other countries. Do not fall for that okie doke, please.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow me on Facebook at Kelly Price Official. You can also follow me on Twitter at KellyPrice4Real. That's the number 4. And you can always go to www.kellyprice.com for all things Kelly Price. I hope you're listening. I hope you're loving. I hope it's helping you gain your joy and your strength back. It's the Grace Project. And we're putting joy in your face with dance parties.
Amen. The one and only Kelly Price. Listen, thank you so much for spending time with us on Real Gospel, Kelly.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Take care. Be blessed. Be healthy and stay safe.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Men. And the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now is possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.